Welcome back to another episode of That's Gonna Cost Ya. And in this episode, I'm actually super excited because we're gonna talk about, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because of the age that I'm at, 26 right now. I turned 27 in like 2 months. Maybe it's because I'm getting into my late 20s that I'm starting to value love a little bit more than what I normally would. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something like in my body. Maybe it's like just my emotions. Maybe it's because I've seen and dealt with a lot of different men, in the sense of, obviously, I've dated a couple of people. I know how I act in those scenarios. I danced for 4 years, so I was a stripper in the club. In the clubs, meeting so many different types of men, to the point where it showed me that there are men with a lot of things to offer, but it's very hard. It's so hard, right? It's like a mix. I feel like older men obviously have more to offer, especially if they have their shit together, especially if they're higher level in regards to just finances. They have more to offer. But younger, or people of the same age, they usually don't have much to offer. And if they do, it's the sense of support and like doing things for you, acts of service, opposed to anything where y'all can just go on trips all the time. You guys have a lot of freedom. Like, usually that comes later, right? So I've noticed, and I think a lot of people would agree, it's very hard to connect with people. I can be attracted to someone, but as soon as you open your mouth and we have a conversation, I'll know within the first 5 to 10 minutes if I want to continue this conversation, if I can see myself getting to know you further, if I like talking to you. I wouldn't even say I'm picky in that sense. I think I can talk to anyone. But in regards to actually seeing myself with somebody, I think that's very, very, very hard. And once I finally broke out of this, what I felt like chain that I had around me, because of the fact that I had such a good relationship with my last boyfriend. We're like best friends, could talk to him about anything, could connect with him about anything, could always let him know how I was feeling. He accepted me no matter what. Having that and then going and trying to find it again is so hard. And everyone's like, well, why don't you guys just get back together? You guys sound like you were so great for each other. You guys sound like this and that and that. I'm gonna get into that, but I would say right now, the main reason is because there's things that I do want that he doesn't have. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, if he covers like the main basis of like what you want and need, don't you think that that kind of outweighs the other things? In my personal opinion, and I've always been like this, and maybe it's my biggest flaw, but I truly do think that I can have it all, right? Like, I think that I can have someone that checks all of my boxes. And I can say that unapologetically and without any type of remorse, and the fact that a lot of people are gonna be like, you're delusional, you're crazy. My standards are high, but I don't feel like they're high in the sense of like delusion. I don't think that I'm delusional. I think that the things that I require and the things that I want are reasonable. And I am open to sacrificing, and I am open to potentially, I don't wanna say settling, compromising and working things out and looking past certain things. But it's funny because I was talking to someone, and I haven't gone on a date in almost a year, and like a formal date. And there's obviously intention behind that. That's something like I don't really do, because of the simple fact that I'm not putting myself in the dating pool. And I don't know if I want to go and sit down with a potential stranger for over an hour to have a conversation when I'll know within the first 5 to 10 minutes that I'm not interested. So I'd rather meet somebody out. I'd rather meet somebody like in a social setting. I'd rather meet somebody where maybe they'll slide in my DMs. We'll have a little conversation. Maybe they'll FaceTime me. Something like that. It to me is like, that's fine. I don't need to go on a date. I would prefer not to, actually, unless I actually am really interested in you. But I had this list of things that, it's funny, okay? So I do have this little crush. Let's just talk about it. I do have a crush, I have a couple fucking crushes, let's be honest, but I have one that kind of outweighs the others because everyone has their top choice, right? I don't have a roster. I really don't have motion like that. I mean, I could have motion, I guess, if I wanted, but I choose to not because, again, like, I think that I've gone through certain phases. Like, I've had a roster, I've had motion, I've accepted dates, I've been flown out. Like, all of this shit happens. Like, most of it happened when I was dancing. I feel like I got so much packed into 4 fucking years that everyone is doing what I was doing 2 years ago now. And I'm, like, further ahead, which I don't want to say that, like, oh, I'm better. No, I just experienced more early on. And I say the same thing of, like, when I was younger, I got in a shit ton of trouble. And I'm glad that I got that out of the way when I was young, opposed to when I'm older and being, like, immature or reckless or careless and just doing things that I know I shouldn't be doing. So I would say getting as many mistakes out as early as possible is always going to be, like, A+. So I have this crush, and we were having a conversation, and he basically was like, what do you even want in a man? And because I don't really value relationships, I was like, oh, I don't fucking know. Like, no kids. Like, I don't know. But it's funny how the world works because I have, like, a certain folder of, like, reflections. Like, whenever I'm going through, like, a life situation or just, like, anything, I'll write about it. And I remember after me and my ex broke up, my last one in 2020, I had wrote a list of, like, all the things that I wanted in a man. And one of the things that I put at the top was, like, don't put anything down on this list that you cannot reciprocate, that you could not also do, right? Now, there's certain things that I would want in a partner to where maybe they would outweigh me, right, in certain senses and certain things, but I still would be willing to, like, meet them where they are and provide the same type of affection and love and service, whatever. So I read it out to this guy, right, and I was like, damn, it's kind of like a long list. Like, this is long as fuck. It's a long ass list. And I had, like, reasons behind it, and I had, like, meanings behind it. And everything was pretty reasonable. He even said, he was like, everything that you had said, I do think that I'd be able to, like, do. Which, a part of me, you guys, come on. Like, doesn't that mean he's clearly, like, if he's like, oh, I could definitely do that. You like me. You literally like me. Stop playing. Like, what? And who would even sit on the phone that long to listen to all that shit? Like, let's be honest. I know most people would not. Anyways, so I was listening to this podcast because it has been a few months since I've had this crush, and I'm getting to the point where I don't want to say, what are we? That's never going to be my question. What are we? I don't give a fuck what we are. How do you feel? That's what I want to know. Like, not what are we, no label attached, but, like, how do you feel? Like, what is your intention? People that don't move with intention and just let things go with the flow, I feel like are lost in a sense, to where it's like you maybe don't know what you want, and that's okay, but maybe you should figure that out, right? Same thing with the last guy that I spoke to, and I don't want to make this too much of, like, a love podcast, right? But I feel like the best thing that I can do with where I'm at in my life is, like, share that, and I can only expect people, especially at the same age as me and, like, you know, same type of, like, place in their life where they can relate, right? And this is something that has been almost, like, taking over my mind for the last week or two, to the point where it's getting to be too much, where I have to, like, come out and explain it. I have to communicate it because I do hold a good amount of stuff in, I would say so. I don't communicate every single thing because there's some things where I'm like, oh, that's not really that big of a deal. Like, you know, we'll see what time has for me. But there's other things that I feel like are more urgent, to where it's like, for my own sanity, I have to get this out. You can communicate with me back if you'd like. And if not, that says enough, right? So I'm getting to this point where I'm like, how do you feel? Like, where are you kind of at? Like, are you enjoying this? Do you want to keep this going? Is there any intention behind it? Because if there's no intention, I'm a very intentional person, right? Like, every single thing that I do, like, there's a reason behind it, I'd like to believe. And we can ultimately prevent anyone from getting hurt by just cutting it off early. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want to get to the point where I'm so, like, invested that I force myself to stick around longer than I need to, because I'm seeing someone else do that with a different relationship in a sense, and I don't want to be that person, right? Like, sometimes you'll look at people and you'll be like, I know for sure that's what I don't want to do. That's who I don't want to be. And to go back to the fact that I feel like a good amount of people are lost, is the last guy that I had talked to, I feel like he was pretty lost. Like, he wasn't really moving with intention. And I think that it was also because he just went through a big life transition. So he didn't really know where he was at. And when people don't know where they're at, when people haven't fully healed or accepted the kind of like what's going on in their life, when somebody is lost, I don't want to stick around to be lost with you, bruh. Like, that's it. Like, that's all I have to say, right? But again, like, this is so hard, right? So ladies, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just see what y'all think, okay? When somebody tells you up front, oh, like, I'm not looking for anything, like, I don't want anything, I just want to, like, have fun and, like, see where things go, and you're the type of person where you actually are the same way, like, yeah, for sure, like, that's fine, like, I'm not looking for anything either, like, I just want to have fun, kick it, whatever. But then you guys start talking every day. You start communicating, you start traveling, you guys start seeing each other more, you guys are fucking, you guys have deep conversations. It's only a matter of time until you get attached. It's only a matter of time until you catch feelings, especially if you two enjoy each other's company and it's not all about sex, right? You guys are having deep conversations. You guys are having realistic conversations. So it's only a matter of time until someone catches feelings. And who's going to be the first one to say it? Who should it be? Should it be the man? Should it be the woman? Does it really matter? If it's how you feel, it's how you feel, right? But you guys already established you don't want anything. And I feel like as a woman, if you feel some type of way, if you do have feelings, because I feel like a lot of women maybe are a little bit more emotional in the sense where they may catch feelings sooner, right? Because you feel like maybe you can be vulnerable with this person. You can tell them like some of your secrets. You can tell them some of the things like how, like, experiences that you've gone through that you don't normally tell people, right? You're going to catch feelings, sure. But should you be the first one to tell the person, right? Because if the man really cared and he had feelings, wouldn't he tell you first? Or no, would he not? Because maybe he's a little bit more guarded and shielded up. That's where I'm saying, like, shit gets fucking hectic. And it's why I despise that, like, relationships in a sense. Because it's so fucking hard. It's so hard to navigate that emotion. It literally feels like you're addicted to, like, drugs. It's so difficult. And when you really care for somebody and you're probably in like the new phase of like cupcaking, or you don't know where what you guys are, you don't really know what, like, where things are going, you think about it all the time. It's like taking over your fucking life. It's so difficult. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Have you guys been there? I think, okay, we all can maybe agree that's the case. So I don't know what I'm doing. Actually, no, I do know what I'm doing. I am not, and I've already said this, there's things that I have to fucking stand on. I will never bring the "I want more" to a man. I never have, and I never will, because I have this value that I feel like if this person wants something more, they will bring it to me. That is what I believe a man who, like, leads will do. I want someone who can lead me, because I already lead myself in so many areas of my life, in my family, in my career, in my, like, own personal life, with all my goals. I lead myself, right? I'm like the leader of my own destiny in a sense. So in a relationship, what I did in my last two is I felt like I did a lot of the leading. I did a lot of the we're going to do this. This is how things are going to be. This is going to be my way or no way. I don't want that anymore. And I think that that's one of the reasons why me and my exes didn't work out, is because I did feel like I ran shit, and they may disagree, but I definitely think I did. And it caused me to potentially lose respect for them. And once you have lost that respect, it's very hard to get it back. So as many times as people may say, oh my God, both your exes adored you. They would have done anything for you. They treated you so good. Why aren't you with them? It's because of something like that. It was like I lost a certain amount of respect. And when you're younger, you have to date. You have to figure out the things that you like and that you don't like. Yeah, you may end up in a longer relationship than you should be in. That might be the case. Lesson learned. But not for me, though. No, I'm just kidding. Ah, that's fucked up. For a lot of people that have been in long, long relationships, mine can't go past 18 months. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm cursed. Who knows? 18 months doesn't seem that long to me. It probably isn't to most people. But anyways, where was I going? I just started fucking making people that have been in long-term relationships feel bad about themselves. You have to like date around, right? Figure out what you like, what you don't like, what your deal breakers are, what you enjoy, what you like, the type of like physicalities that you like, things like that, right? You like what you like. Maybe you can date outside your type. I've been hearing a ton of people say that. Date outside your type, date outside your type. There was this one video on TikTok where the girl was like, date outside my type. She's like, she said, why don't you date outside your type? She was like, she was like, you want me to date outside of my type? She's like, I promise you he wouldn't make it through the family barbecue if I dated outside my type. I said, I am so weak right now. Because there's some people that like, and another thing which is so funny that I really didn't care about before, but now it's something that I realize I do care about, is someone that I feel like can adapt to any culture, any crowd, any environment. Someone that can adapt, right? I can put them in like a crack house and they'll be good. And I can also put them in like the Kentucky Derby with like all the rich white people and they'll be good. Like that's what I'm saying in regards to adapting. So I would need someone that can adapt to my family. So my dad's side is a little bit more rough around the edges, a little bit more like lower class in the sense of just like wealth. My mom's side, I would say, is similar, but a lot of them like went to school. They're not as rough around the edges. They're very like reserved, calm, cool, collected, very down to earth still, but they're a little bit more uppity in a sense. But not my grandpa though. My grandpa's cool as fuck. He's from Oakland. But my dad's side is a little bit like really like rough around the edges, just like a little wild. So I would need someone that can adapt to both sides, that can get along with both sides. Maybe not even get along. I get along, I guess. But anyways, so because my mind is racing and it's going a million miles an hour and I can't wake up and go throughout my day without thinking about this situation and feeling like I can't get things off my chest because of the fact that we both already agreed this is nothing. But is it nothing? Is it nothing though? Like, I don't think it's nothing. And a lot of people, and that's another problem with like outside sources, bro, y'all would be perfect together. Oh my God, I'm gonna speak at the wedding. Like hyping it the fuck up on both sides. So I'm like, y'all are hyping this shit up. Me and this person are like obviously having a great time. We're vibing. What do I do? Like, and I don't wanna, I am not going to bring to the person in the sense of, oh, I want more. It's not going to be like that because do I want more? I don't even know how they're going to treat me in a sense of like once we do decide we want more. I have to see how they treat me in like a relationship aspect or in like a real talking stage because as of right now, we're just kind of kicking it and we're enjoying each other's company, which is great. But I'm not going to be the one to be like, I want more because I don't know if I want more. But I may want to take it to the next level in regards to just like exclusivity, like we're only fucking with each other and we're trying to see if this is something that could work. But I don't want to bring that. I'm not bringing that up. I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to go around it in a sense. I kind of have an out, right? So I was listening to this podcast because obviously when I'm going through something or something's on my mind or if I want to get better at something or if I want to focus on like a certain aspect in my life, I'll listen to a podcast or I'll listen to like an outside source's advice that doesn't know my situation and I'll just listen to like an unbiased third party, which is, for example, I listened to a podcast yesterday through Impact Theory, Tom Bilyeu. He's the one that has Impact Theory on YouTube. And there was this girl, you guys have probably seen her. I don't know. I think it's like Sinya Khan. It's like this, it's a woman. I think she's from the UK. Anyway, she is basically like a relationship psychologist or a relationship coach. And she works with a lot of like higher level men. Not that that matters. But she was talking a lot about relationships. It's like a 3-hour podcast. It's super long. I haven't even finished it. But one of the things that stuck with me, because it's like, if I can go through a podcast or a book and get one thing out of it, I think that I've won and I've kind of like gotten my purpose out of the book or the podcast. But she said, so many people focus on all the reasons why they like somebody. Oh, they treat me like this. Oh, they do this for me. Oh, they make me feel this way. But people would be so much better off if they would focus on only their deal breakers and stand by those, right? So it's like, fuck what you like, fuck what you want. What are your deal breakers? And I was like, damn, that's a good one. Because it's like, oh, they treat me so well, but they're super conscious about themselves. Oh, they're so good with their family. They're so good with like their relationship with their parents, but they don't take care of themselves physically or mentally. Or they're super involved in the church. That's so important to me, but I think they're stuck on their ex. Like shit like that, you know what I mean? So it's like there's these deal breakers that people are always willing to like compromise on. And I was like, okay, I don't think I've wrote down any of my deal breakers. Because on one podcast, I was like, what are my deal breakers? All I could say was no kids. Literally, that's all I could say. And I'm like, I know that's not my only deal breaker. There's no fucking way. So I was like, let me write down some of my deal breakers. Because I started like thinking about it. I'm like, what are my deal breakers? And it's a long fucking list, I'll tell you right now. And I don't think that I'm that picky. But at the same time, these are things that I'm like set on, right? And I don't want to, you have to think about it too. Something else that stuck with me, it wasn't from the podcast, it was from something else. It was like when you're getting to know someone and you're learning more about them and how they operate, how they move, you have to ask yourself, whenever they do something you don't like, am I willing to deal with this for 50 years, right? Because why do people get together? Why do people get married? Do you get married with the intention of divorcing? Of course not. But 50% of people usually do. 50% of relationships usually end in divorce, or marriages end in divorce. So it's like, why is that? People don't ask enough of like the tough questions up front. They don't, they're willing to compromise and settle in the short term, but not don't understand that that's going to be long term. And they basically are delusional in a sense, right? Or like they don't stand by certain things that they value. So I think that it's really important to like get to know yourself more, what you like, what you don't like. That's all a part of being single. That's all a part of loving yourself. That's all a part of knowing what you value, what you expect from someone else. And if they're not willing to do it, no problem, like good riddance. Because you don't want to get to the point where you get to know someone and like you like them so much and you're in so fucking deep, and then you realize, oh wait, these are my deal breakers, I really don't like that. And then it's gonna be 10 times harder to like let them go. So I think that that's also one of the things that I realized with like the last guy that I spoke to, was it helped me just want to get to know myself more. Because I was so like not fixated on my ex, but like we had such a good relationship to where we would still hang out and we would take trips to go see each other. And obviously when we would see each other, we would fuck. But that made me, this new guy that came in and showed me that I could connect with someone else besides my ex, that showed me that, okay, I need to actually remove myself from all potential relationships, or like remove myself emotionally from the idea of being with someone and just be with myself and be by myself to figure out, you know, what I like, what I don't like, if someone would fit into my life, if I would fit into their life, right? So focusing on deal breakers, I'm going to read you guys some of mine. And then I asked some of my single friends, I messaged them and I was like, hey, what's your number one deal breaker for dating? And I got some responses and I think that these are also pretty good. So I'm going to read you guys some of mine. It's actually fucking hilarious. Bruh, it's so funny because I asked my ex, my like most recent one, I asked him his was also good. I was like, oh, that's a good one. He's like, what's yours? And then I told him. And then he's like, what's number two? And then I told him, he's like, he said, what did he fucking say? He said, you really need God in your life. Please call your mom to get a verse. Because he knows my mom reads me verses every day over the phone. She'll read me a verse. And he's just such a dick. It's hilarious. But he's like, still my best friend. Okay. So instead of focusing on all the things you love about someone, focus on what your deal breakers are and stand by them. So number one, deal breaker, if they have kids. I just know my man, whoever my man is, he does not have kids. Like, that's just me though. Like, that is something that I stand by. I've always told myself since I was younger, don't want to have kids, don't want to get married. As I'm getting older, I'm more open to the idea of being with one person forever. And the last guy that I talked to helped me see that. My last two exes, I was constantly, the last guy I talked to, okay, not my exes, last guy I talked to helped me see that I could potentially be with someone because he was more masculine. He was more of a leader. And that's what I liked. And I'm like, okay, a man that can lead me can also like allow my independence to kind of come back a little bit and rely on him. But my last two exes, I was constantly looking for like the grass to be greener on the other side, constantly acknowledging other people that gave me attention, entertaining conversations, entertaining men. Like for me, that's how I also knew. I'm like, they're not the one. Because if they were, I wouldn't be doing that, right? Even if I was young in the sense, right? I still had to go through those things. And I think for the right person that does the type of things that you know you like and appreciate, you're not going to be looking in different directions. So number one, if they have kids. Number two, if they are adamant about having a family, okay? So this kind of goes back to the same thing, but it's different if I'm talking to a guy and he's like, I want kids, I will have kids, I want my wife to, you know, help me raise these kids. If you are adamant about having a family, like you know for sure you want kids, that's non-negotiable for you, I'm not the person for you because I am not adamant on that, and I'm more so leaning towards not having kids opposed to having kids. So if they've thought about it, it's okay. That's fine. But if they really, really, really want one, it is a deal breaker for me. Another one, if they do drugs or if they smoke. So if they like smoke cigarettes or if they smoke weed almost every single day, anything excessive, same thing with drinking, same thing with gambling, same thing with like too much of anything, I think is excessive. Too much sex. Like when I say like too much sex, like few times a day, like, yeah, that's fun. Like in the honeymoon phase, whatever. But like constantly wanting to have sex, like that could obviously end up in cheating or like being a problem, or maybe they have like a sex addiction because that is a thing. So excessive amount of anything. No legal career or line of work. I don't think I've ever dated anyone seriously that was doing illegal shit, but I'm not about to be with a scammer. I'm not about to be with a drug dealer. I'm not about to be with a dude that does even like porn. I know that that's legal, but like me, I don't think I'd want that, right? So it's like, I want someone that has, I don't want to be visiting you in fucking jail. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not dealing with that, no. So they have to have like a legal career or a line of work. If they have no goals or ambition and they're lazy, that's not going to work for me. Like, I need someone that has their own goals, their own ambitions, their own things that they want to accomplish, and I can help support that, and they can also do the same for me because I know what I want and I know the things that I'm working towards, and I expect them to also have those things. So if they're kind of like a fart in the wind, it won't work for me. Not independent, and they don't have their own money. So if you don't have your own money, I'm not saying, I've never once said, I have to have a man that is like a millionaire. I have to have a man that like has this amount of money and status. I feel like I've been around so many men with money and status that isn't what's necessarily attractive to me. I've never even fucked anyone with a ton of money or status. So that's another thing too, right? Is like, I've been around like ball players, super successful businessmen, like artists and shit like that. That to me isn't even attractive. It actually makes me not want to fuck with you because I already know you're fucking with everybody, right? I already know your body count is probably fucking insane. Like, I know that you're probably entertaining a ton of bitches. You have bitches are throwing themselves at you. Not that I don't enjoy a little bit of competition, but for me, I'm like, these men don't want to get to know me because I'm not on their level, right? Like, I'm not on the level that they're at. I'm not known like they're known. So they obviously can have whoever they want, whenever they want, almost all the time. For me, even if they did give me attention, which they have before, and were like trying to come at me and like get to know me a little bit, like I honestly in my head, I'm like, okay, we all know what the reason behind this is. Let me not waste your time. Like, it's just not gonna work. Like, I'm good, right? And it doesn't mean that they're not cool people. I fuck with them. Like, I've been around them. I'll have conversations with them. Like, we'll get to know each other. We'll kick it. We'll be friends. But fucking you or like doing any of that to me, I just feel like that isn't gonna work because. The vision that I have for myself also, I do feel like eventually I will be in these same rooms, like for where I'm going and the goals that I have. I do believe that I'll get there and I will see these people again, potentially. And I don't want to be known as a girl like, oh, bro, I hit her. I've never liked being like that. Like fucking the same, like two dudes from the same friend group. No, not going to happen. Unless it ends up being like the case later on. Like, oh, you knew her. Oh, fuck, damn. But I try to be more selective in that sense. Like, that's why I also am big on dating by referral and like meeting somebody based off of someone else or like hearing about them and like what type of person they are prior to even fucking with them. Because then I'll be like, okay, do you know someone that I know? Do I know things about you that I don't like? Like, you know, shit like that. So for me, that's important, and is like knowing who the person is and actually having like an idea on their character before I even fuck, honestly, because it's just important. Okay, little story time, just so that way I can give you guys like some tea. So back when I lived in Vegas and I was dancing, I had a really good friend, still great friend to this day. He's one of like the biggest promoters in Vegas. And he had a group of NFL players come out for the week. I don't think they went to the strip clubs, but I had been working that night. And he's like, hey, after you get off work, come to the club. Like, all the boys are here. Like, come meet some of them. And, you know, he knows, like, I like to have a good time. He knows I'm not like that as well. He just wanted, like, pretty girls around. So I'm like, fuck, yeah, you know, whatever. Like, it's always fun, right? Like, shit's taken care of. You're chilling. You're having a good time with some daddies. Like, yeah, it's an experience. I'm gonna enjoy it. And that's as far as I take it, right? So I go out there. I'm like, these are younger dudes, too. So there's a mix of, like, rookies and vets. So I go and I'm, like, chatting and like meeting everybody, and there's one guy that obviously is kind of on me, and I'm kind of feeling him too. He's like my age. I'm like, and he's kind of like a rookie, so he's not like super known. So we all go back to their B&B, and I basically was like, I'm not about to fuck this man in his B&B. Like, he's, if I'm gonna fuck him, he's coming back to my house, because I don't want anybody barging in. I don't want any weird shit. Nobody trying to do a train. Like, ew, 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 right? Like, I just don't want to be that girl. Like, ew. So I take him back to my house. And I promise you, I'm literally, like, in the moment, like, I'm like, all right, I'm about to fuck. Something goes through my head where I'm like, I don't want to fuck you. I literally am like, I don't remember exactly what I said, but it's something along the lines of, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not feeling this. Like, you got to go. Before we even did anything, I sent him home in an Uber. I sent him home in the motherfucking Uber. I bought the Uber, sent his ass home. I said, all right, bye. Nice to meet you. And that was it. Never talked to him again. So it's like, shit like that I could give a fuck about. Like, and plus, he was cute, but he wasn't even really, like, my type like that. He was cute, though. But I'm like, shit like that, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really give a fuck about the status or anything, because I feel like eventually, like, I'm gonna get to a certain point where I have status and I have all the things that everybody else, like, envies so much. So it's like, when you know where you're going and you know what you have and you know what you can, like, what you're gonna be doing, and you have this vision, all that other shit doesn't matter. So for me, I'm like, I just need a man where you have your own shit and you're not going to rely on me or anyone else financially. I cannot have someone that's relying on someone else financially to pay their bills, because then it's like, what are you going to do to me? You know? So ideally someone that just has their own shit together, their own car, their own place, their own shit. Okay. They don't make me feel like I can be my true and authentic self. And this is probably number one. This is not in any specific order, but someone that I feel like I can be my 100% self with. I can tell them anything. I can let them know how I'm feeling and they won't take it as like, oh, she's just like being negative. Oh, she's just complaining. And I can actually communicate with them and I can cry to them and I can overreact and I can get upset and I can act crazy and they'll still love me and like just accept me for who I am. And I think that my two last exes, they absolutely did that. And that's why I was with them. And that's why I loved them. And that is 100% number one for me. So if I feel like I can't be myself, I'm always going to be me, right? But if I feel like I can't, or I have to kind of dumb myself down, or I have to hold things back, you're not the one for me, because then I feel like I'm not being true to myself and I'm not giving the world or, you know, anyone else my full self. Show signs of jealousy, control, or overreacting, especially early on. So someone that gets like super jealous, that's super controlling, trying to kind of prevent me from doing the things that I want to do, is always trying to be there with me, not in the sense of like, oh, I just want to be there and spend time with you and have a great time with you. No, the sense that they're trying to like peep what's going on, they're trying to keep an eye on other people, like shit like that. That just kind of shows that they're not very secure with themselves. They're not very confident. So that's definitely a deal breaker. This is a good one. Dishonest in any area of their life. So not even with me, but it's like if you're telling me something. So for example, my crush, he's dishonest with one person in his life right now. And it bothers me. It does. Because then I'm like, are you being dishonest with me? But we have such a good relationship that I don't think he is. But now I'm almost like, are you? Are you though? Like, is there things that you haven't told me? Is there things that you've lied about? Because for what? Like, what do you need to lie for? You don't need to lie to me. You don't need to lie to this person either. Like, the person that he's lying to, you don't have to lie to that person. I don't know why the fuck you're lying. Like, what are you scared for? So for me, I'm like, how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're lying to this person, who else are you going to lie to? Like, if you're doing these things unethically, like, what's to stop you from doing that unethically? You know? And like, I don't give a fuck what your excuse is to me. I'm just like, why? So dishonesty. So that's why I'm going to say that's like kind of my out is like, hey, I don't really like that behavior. Not that we are anything. Like, obviously, we're not talking seriously in a sense and we're not committed to each other. But the way that you're moving, I can't really agree with. And it's making me now feel some type of way. And I have to kind of remove myself from the situation. So that's going to be like my out. But of course, you know, we'll discuss. Disloyal to anyone they love and care about. So if you have no loyalty to like your family and your closest friends or me, obviously that's a deal breaker. If it's someone that you don't really know or like, you know, it's like a work situation, whatever the case may be, maybe. But disloyal to like anyone that you love and care about, absolutely not. closed-minded, you don't want to try, do, and learn new things, especially with your partner. So if you're against, like, traveling and, like, trying something new or a different experience, like, you have to think about it. If you're going to be with someone for almost forever, are they open to potentially moving? Are they open to trying a new experience, like a new hobby with you? Are they open to going to a concert, like a country concert, even though they don't like country? Like, it's just shit like that, right? And you know what's funny is I was talking to one of my good friends. We were on a run the other day. He's married with kids. And he had said that, you know, he got married, I think, like a few months after they had met. He had already been dating around. He kind of like saw what he liked and then he knew he wanted it. And that's one of the reasons why he got married. He's like, okay, I see what I like. This is exactly what I like. Like, I'm just going to go for it because what's the point of waiting? If you know what you like, you go for it. So he said, we and her have, he's like, there's certain things that I feel like I can't bond with her on and I can't communicate with her on. So like certain sense, he's like, I like running with you because me and you can talk about work and business. I like hanging out with you because we can talk about like certain topics that I feel like I can't talk to my wife about, or like same thing with some of the boys. Like I feel like I can talk to them about like fitness things or like sex and like whatever, right? And then he's like, with my wife, I can talk to her about the kids and sometimes traveling and like other things. So he's like, sometimes when you have a partner, if they don't agree with you on every single thing, or they don't have all the same hobbies as you, or they don't have all the same like interests as you, you can still rely on these other groups and people in your life to kind of fulfill that. And I'm like, I understand where you're coming from, and I absolutely believe that. I do agree that, you know, even if I have a partner, I can still go out with my girlies. I still have guy friends that I can relate to on certain other things. I have other hobbies where I can go out and I can like go do those things by myself. But I would want to talk to my partner about anything and everything. I want to feel like I can talk to them about anything and everything. I can talk to them about fitness. I can talk to them about my goals and like business. I can talk to them about family, friends, our relationship, like anything. I want to feel like I can really bring anything to you and you're going to want to hear about it, vice versa. So that's definitely a deal breaker. Acting differently in front of other people or in front of certain people. So yes, I do want someone that can adapt to their environments and like be able to talk to anyone. But if you change how you are and the way that you communicate and move, to me, that just comes off a little bit fake, fugazi. So I'm like, that's a no. Also, it just kind of shows that like you're doing things for other people that at the end of the day, like you really don't care about and they don't care about you. This is a long, I'm telling y'all, this shit's long, okay? Not secure with themselves and unconfident, already, like, top, like, duh, you know? Because there's so many people that aren't happy with themselves. So it's like, how do you expect someone that's not happy? Let's say you come to me, I'm happy. I am happy. And someone that's not happy, you want me to bring you up, but, like, I'm always going to be here and you're going to be here. And then as soon as we fall off, you're going to be here and I'm just going to be here. Because that's not going to change. I'm going to go through my grieving and I'm going to go through my like obviously like breakup stage. But ultimately, like the happiness is going to be there because I know who I am and I know what I'm going to do. Someone that is not happy with themselves and still has things that they have to heal and like overcome, I'm not going to be able to do that for you. You have to do that first. Because when two happy people come together and they like make something happen, it's one of the best things in the world. But someone that is going through shit, and that doesn't is a little lost in a sense, it's going to be difficult for us to work, right? And I've seen that time and time again with my own people, like the guys that I've talked to. Okay, this one's good. Not a pleaser in bed and when it comes to doing things for a partner. So someone that doesn't like want to do things, like why would you not want to please your partner? Why would you not want to do things for the person that you love and care about? Why would you not want to go out of your way to make sure they feel loved, cared about, and like caressed? Why? That's obviously like you clearly don't fuck with them the same way that you think you would, or you're just not a pleaser. I need a pleaser. So that's a deal breaker. You can't hold a conversation. We're going to be talking a lot through however many years we'll be together until we die, right? So it's like, you can't hold a conversation. How the fuck am I going to be able to talk to you, right? Then I'm going to be going and talking to other people. We don't want that. Can't protect or defend themselves. This is another thing where I think this is why I'm leaning more towards like a more masculine man. Because I feel like one of my previous exes, I just feel like, I don't know, they would do anything to protect me and defend me, yes. But the energy that they gave just didn't give me like, you run shit. in a sense. So maybe it's not just like protect and defend me or themselves. It's more of like, can you stand up for yourself? Can you defend your name? Can you stand on things that you believe in? Like, do you have like certain things that you would not let slip by? Like, you don't just let shit slide. So I feel like if I can walk all over you, so can other people. They're mean to others. No one likes a mean ass fucking person. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't want my man to be friendly at all. I'd prefer a man that is friendly and that is kind and that cares and that's selfless, obviously. But when a bitch comes up and is trying to talk to you, like in a sense of flirtation, you got a stiff armor. Like, that's a little different. Stiff armor, musher, yes. But being mean is like a no for me. Takes care of themselves physically, emotionally, and mentally. Already know that. Working on yourself constantly, like reflecting, figuring out what you can do better, how you can like just evolve in your own life, right? Like constantly working on yourself and like who you are and who you're becoming. So I feel like as soon as someone gets stagnant and comfortable, shit starts to decline. You don't just stay that way. You just kind of, to me, it just seems like you're going downhill in a sense, opposed to constantly progressing. Okay, so these are some of the ones that I got from my friends. These ones are good. So there's other things, like there's certain things that my friends brought to me that I do agree with that I added to my own list. I haven't said those yet, but I'll read you guys the ones that I got from my friends, which are kind of funny. So I messaged maybe like 15 friends that are single, both guys and girls, like, hey, what's your number one deal breaker? And some of these are like the top ones that I got. So number one, not in any specific order of like, oh, these are the most popular ones, but these are like some of the ones that I got in order, was bad hygiene and broke. Well, obviously we don't want a brokey, but bad hygiene was like, I got that twice. So no, actually, I'm sorry, three times. Bad hygiene three times. So I agree with that. I put that down, I think. Yeah, bad hygiene. Bad hygiene. Another one, kids. Another one, kids. Another one, addictive behaviors. I added that one to mine. I already had no drugs, no excessive smoking, but like anything where it's like too much of anything, I just feel like can be your downfall. Something that I also added was inconsistency. So if you say you're going to do something, do it. If you are giving off this type of energy, continue to fulfill it, continue to stand by that, like keep that same energy. So if you're inconsistent, it's a big deal breaker. If they talked or fucked someone I know, I also added that one. That is a deal breaker, especially in Sacramento. There's too many people out here that have fucked the same person. I actually have my girlfriend, me and her went out of town this past weekend. She was talking to me about some of the dudes that she'd fucked with. I was like, bro, I'm not gonna lie, I fucked him too. But it was before I knew her, right? But me and her both aren't fucking with him. Like, it was just like a, me and her just both fucked him. So I'm like, oh damn, you fucked him? Oh shit, me too. It was like a bro moment. Anyways, this one is fucking funny. My guy friend sent this. I should never even say guy friend. It could have been a woman, I guess, but he said a feminist. He was like, if she's like too, like, I'm not even gonna get into it, but long story short, feminist. If she's a feminist, that's a deal breaker. Okay. Doesn't like sports. This guy clearly hasn't dated. He has not dated in a fucking minute. He said doesn't like sports. Are you for real? That's like your deal breaker? That's crazy. Okay. He doesn't really give a fuck. Another one was messy, lazy, broke. We already talked about broke, but like someone that's messy and lazy, like no ambitions, no goals. It's different if you're obviously working towards something, but that also kind of goes back, she had mentioned, to bad hygiene. Another person said anger issues. Absolutely, because you don't want nobody putting hands on you. My ex said overly negative. That is a good one. And that kind of goes back to like excessive anything, like even too much like positivity. Like if it's like you're going through fucking hell one week and they're just like, you got this, come on, like just trying to hype you up, like for me, I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up, just like let me get this out, sit back and fucking relax and be here for me. I don't need the fucking rah rah rah, get it out of here, just let me be upset, let me get over it, boom. But someone that's overly negative, that's definitely a no-no. A one-sided relationship. So obviously if you're doing everything for this other person and they're just kind of taking advantage, or they're taking it and not reciprocating, that's a red flag. Broke bitch behavior, which is what a guy said, which is fucking funny. He said broke bitch behavior, which I kind of understand. It's like in the sense of feeling like you can't do anything because you don't have money, or basically expecting everything to be handed to you just because you're pretty or because you think you got it like that. Like, I think that's kind of what he was getting at in a sense, but maybe, maybe not. One of my good friends said, no self-awareness, no goals, no morals, no drive. I agree with that. Just basically, another thing that I noticed, somebody that I used to fuck with, I'm not even gonna say who, every time they would get drunk, it's like they would be, like in another world. They wouldn't know what was going on. They just acted really dumb, like in a sense where they just were like, they didn't get crazy, like they weren't angry, they weren't embarrassing themselves. But for me, I'm like, if we were to walk home right now, we'd get robbed, because that's how dumb you're acting. Like, and it's like, me as the woman, I want to feel like I'm being protected and my man is paying attention to like all the things that are going on around him and his surroundings. Clearly you aren't like that. And that's why I kind of do like a little bit of a guy that's like rougher around the edges, because when you've come from a certain place or like you've grown up a certain way, especially also kind of similar to how I grew up, you're going to pay attention to your surroundings. Your parents taught you to like pay attention to this, like be careful of that, always look this way. Like, it's just common sense. But some people weren't, like, they kind of grew up in a sense of like, oh, like nothing bad can happen. Like, no, shit happens. And I think it's always good to be prepared and know what's going on. Another person said baby mama. Okay. Or stuck on an ex. So I definitely agree with that. Like, being stuck on an ex, you haven't healed from that person. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with the person that's fucking with you. If you have not gotten over that ex, you need to. Or you need to go and try to work shit out, because that's not fair to anyone, obviously. But yeah, I mean, shit. Definitely have more, I'm sure. They'll continue to come through my head. But I think that those are some of the most important. Bro, if I was a man and I was pursuing a woman and the roles were reversed for my situation right now, I would be like, I would ask myself to marry me like tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but I would like pursue it full force, because I think, and this is a very bold statement, and I could be eating my fucking words a year from now, who knows, but the person that I'm feeling right now, there's not one box that they don't check, except the dishonesty with someone in their life. And I brought this up to them, and I told them, I said, there is a special place in hell for you if you continue to do what you're doing. And they understand that, but I don't think that's another thing. You got to move with intention. Like, what are you doing? Why are you, when does it end? Do you just want to wait for it to crash and fucking burn? Or are you going to take control of it? Because sooner or later, this person is going to find out. It's either going to be from you, or it's going to be from outside source, or they're going to find out themselves somehow, some way. And you're going to not be the man that, you're not being the man that you say you are or that you carry yourself to be by continuing to allow this behavior to happen. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you want to talk about it. I don't know if you want to go fucking figure it out, but I will not be a party to it. And I need to remove myself, because I already feel like I'm already a little too invested. And the best part about loving yourself is the fact that you are willing to walk away. I just don't want to do it when it gets to be like too long of time. So with the last guy that I was talking to, I was talking to him for about 6 months, and then I made the decision to just cut it off and leave. And I thank myself for that every single day, because I would hate to be here right now over a year later and still fucking with him, going through the same bullshit. So with this person, even though they're not my man, we're not like talking on a serious level in the sense of like we're committing to each other, but even knowing that I feel this type of way, and like I know that this person is someone that I could potentially see myself with, this, what they're doing right now isn't going to work for me. So I'm going to tell them that. I don't know when, but I just know I don't want to find myself in a position 3 more months from now, same shit, different day, when I could easily just let it go, right? So, and again, it's getting to a point in my head, like, that's why I left my last dude, because I couldn't take it anymore. Like, there's a point where you're just like, bro, I'm not, for my own well-being, for my own sanity, for my own self-worth, I have to go. And I have to stand by that, right? And if you want to come back and you want to fix shit and you want to, like, do what you were supposed to do, that already is a little bit of a red flag. It's like, did it really take me leaving for you to get your shit together? Ugh, that's fucking annoying. Like, why couldn't you just do it beforehand? Clearly, you're not my man. So, I'll say this. Hopefully a year from now, I'm not eating my fucking words. The person I'm talking to right now, 100%, is probably, like, the most perfect fit for me that I've ever seen in my life. Like, 100%. I'm like, this for sure could be my person. But there's certain things that need to happen prior to, like, know if that's the case. And the best thing about it is I am willing to walk away. 100% I am. It's gonna fucking suck. I'm gonna hate it. I'm gonna hate it. And I have to figure out, like, how I'm gonna continue to stand on it. But I hope that that doesn't be the case. That doesn't turn out to be the case. But who knows, right? So I think that that's a good way to end it. I would love to have you guys go ahead and comment some of your deal breakers, top deal breakers. Mostly, like, even if you're in a relationship, go ahead, like, let us know what some of your deal breakers were prior to your relationship and, like, if you stood by those or how soon that right person that didn't show any, like, signs of, like, those deal breakers came into your life, like, how soon they came in and how that all kind of transpired. But hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you on the next one. Calm down before you stress up the groove. The energy a little different when the blessings are cruel. Hey, who you talking to? Just